We've had agreements and projects with the Smithsonian for a very long time, and but we've never had an overarching agreement with the Smithsonian. An overarching agreement is really between the president of the University of Maryland and the secretary of the Smithsonian. And the real value of an overarching agreement is it essentially paves the way for lots of agreements underneath it where the action really takes place. Agreements between the zoo and the campus, for example, and between the research enterprises at the Edgewater site and the campus. So once you have an overarching agreement, it essentially frees the territory for others underneath in the organization to make their agreements where really the programs actually lie. And I think that the reason this agreement came to pass is the Wayne Clough, the new secretary of the Smithsonian, also, by the way, fellow engineer and former university president from Georgia Tech, He wanted to create more overarching agreements for the Smithsonian because he sees that institutions, especially universities, have assets to bring to the Smithsonian that they don't have, and he wants to facilitate more participation. You know, things in the hard sciences, for example, in mathematics, in analysis, things that deal with analyzing data sets. They collect a lot of data. They have a lot of records for many, many years of valuable information, but they're not an organization that knows how to create models and analyze these data sets and create understanding out of them. So that's his motivation to want to create these overarching agreements. And, of course, we already have lots of agreements with the Smithsonian, and we're a very natural partner for them, so we want to do so as well.
Yeah, that you are a natural partner. It's surprising that an overall agreement like this hasn't happened earlier.
Well, as I said, we have lots of things going underneath, so in a way, the overarching agreement is not really absolutely necessary to have things going on, but it does essentially send a message of a kind of partnership at the top end.
Well, that was sort of my question when I was reading through it. It's almost felt like this was almost just a formalizing of something that was going on. It almost felt like the MOU wasn't really necessary.
Well, I don't think it's really necessary, as you put it, but I think it does send a different message. It basically says the institutions at the highest level are kind of joining hands as well as underneath, and so I would say that is a different message, and I think it's more of a message of a decision at the top end. And I think it's a powerful one. I'm very anxious to do it, and in fact, others have seen this as well and want to do similar things with us. So it does mean things to people.
So this could set off more agreements with other organizations and really be a new direction for the University of Maryland.
I would say it would be. I mean, we had a similar agreement with NIST, for example, when Arden Bement was the director of NIST, National Institutes of Standards and Technology. We had an overarching agreement there, which opened up the opportunity for NIST staffers and university faculty members to have all kinds of agreements underneath. So this is not a unique experience, but it's a very good one.
So what kind of things do you see growing out of this? Are there specific projects that you'd work on, or what is there something tangible that would result from this agreement?
Well, I would say we have, for example, we have a lot of connections already with the Edgewater Research Station, Edgewater, Maryland Research Station on our campus. The staff members there have University of Maryland graduate students that do their research there. There's a lot of interaction there already. With the zoological park in the Pandu Park in Chengdu, for example, we are send students there. It's a kind of Smithsonian partnership with the Chinese there. So I think we probably have 100 different people engaged with Smithsonian already. On these various things, Air and Space Museum, Museum of Natural History, Christian Samper, who is the director of the museum, has been a close associate of ours, and we worked together in the past. I expect that to increase as well. So I think this is going to be a general increase of an already fairly active partnership, as a matter of fact. And by the way, I would just say, finally, the big play here, and I think what we see worldwide, not only nationally, is the partnerships between government and especially government agencies, special government facilities, universities that have special assets, and also the private sector. So that three-way partnership is actually where a lot of the action is going to be going forward. So I think in this area, we have this special opportunity because we have universities and all these very prized government assets around us. And so I think you should expect to see more of these three-way partnerships going forward.